Odds are you've never seen the big spotted cat with the pointed ears and the short tail, but they've been documented in every Illinois county but three. Kent Weil of the Illinois Trappers Association has seen one up close, very close, where he hunts near Springfield.
I caught a bobcat last year.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Coyote trapping. I know places where there are bobcat, and I've tried to stay away from them, even though there's plenty of catchable populations of raccoon and coyote, but I stay away from them because didn't want to catch a bobcat. They're not the most pleasant animal in the world to turn loose. They got, you know, lots of claws and teeth, but, you know, that's just part of it. If you're coyote trapping and you catch a bobcat, you have to be prepared to turn it loose. It wasn't the easiest thing I've ever done, but it was very successful. No damage to the cat at all. Cat was gone about 10 seconds after it got turned loose.
This November, Weil could be able to keep that bobcat instead of cutting it loose, but only if he has a bobcat hunting permit. The Illinois Trappers Association helped get the bobcat hunting law passed. Former Governor Pat Quinn had vetoed it, but it was reintroduced, passed, and Governor Bruce Rauner signed on. The Humane Society of the United States was the strongest opponent. Mark Ayers is Illinois' state director of the organization.
This has largely been driven by the trappers and the hounders so that they can make a quick buck off the sale, the commercial sale, of bobcat pelts.
Bobcats were pretty much driven out of the state in the 20th century because of habitat loss and overhunting. They were reintroduced and deemed plentiful enough to take off the threatened species list in 1999. Now the Illinois Department of Natural Resources is finalizing how the first bobcat harvest will be run. Among the proposed rules, 500 hunters will get a shot at bagging a bobcat. Once 300 have been killed, the season is over. Ayers says it's too soon.
Our lawmakers, you know, I believe they put the cart before the horse. You know, you'd want to see good data and comprehensive studies and reports and have all of this evidence before you even mull the idea of opening up a limited harvest. And none of that was really done.
But it's not too soon for Craig Kotz. He's on the Illinois Trappers Association board along with Kent Weil. Kotz has trapped in northern Illinois his whole life, mostly coyotes and beavers.
The bobcat harvest season is long overdue. There are harvestable amounts. The populations are strong. The habitat is dynamic enough to support a stable population. But we also have to be aware of the fact that because the populations are increasing, we don't want any problems as far as overpopulations and anything that might diminish the overall health of the species.
Kotz won't be trying to trap a bobcat. He hasn't seen any evidence of them in the area he traps in Will County. But he says he fully supports the law because when a species is reintroduced, it's important to maintain balance.
The progress that has been made here with the reintroduction of otter and with bobcats and, you know, to return some of these indigenous species back here, for everybody to enjoy. And the people that are in charge of policing them, keeping the population so that they're there, you know, so they don't get overpopulated and stress the environment and you know, ruin habitat and food sources and all that stuff. And the people that are in charge of that are the sportsmen that harvest the excess populations.
But the proof of a bobcat comeback just isn't there for Jennifer Carrata of the Sinisippi Audubon Society. She says while populations may be strong in southern Illinois, no one has been doing serious research in the northern part of the state.
There isn't enough scientific evidence to support that the hunt would occur, and because it's been so recent since they were pulled off the threatened species list for Illinois, I don't think that there is enough evidence to really support that happening.
Carrata also disputes stories brought up in the legislature about bobcats attacking pets and livestock. Studies at Southern Illinois University show their diets are primarily mice, rabbits, and squirrels, with birds making up about 10%. Sixth grader Jacqueline Carrata has her own reason for opposing bobcat hunting.
I don't think it's right because, well, they only kill them for their fur and they don't use the meat, and we they could use the meat, because when Indians hunted animals, they used everything, so they just leave the meat, and that's wasteful of an animal.
The Illinois Environmental Council wants the rules revised or withdrawn, pending more study of population and range. The group has a petition at its website people can sign until the 11th. The more immediate deadline is for commenting directly to the Illinois DNR. They'll only accept written comments by mail, and they have to be postmarked by today. The IDNR spokesman Chris Young said he could not talk about the rules until the comment period closes. The Illinois Trappers Association is among the many outdoor groups in the state weighing in during the rulemaking process. One of the rules Kent Weil wants changed is the permit process. He says, personally, he'd like to see an unlimited number of permits available, instead of just 500. And he wants permits in the hands of people with the best chance of actually helping meet that quota of 300 cats.
For example, if I'm a bow hunter and I've never seen a bobcat, but I think, man, I sure would like to have the opportunity to take one while I'm deer hunting. If I see one, why not apply for a $5 permit? Well, that might take a permit away from somebody who perhaps, say, is a trapper, who is trapping in areas with bobcats, who traps bobcats and turns them loose every year, but he can't get on the phone line to get a permit, so he doesn't get one.
The Illinois Department of Natural Resources estimates there are as many as 5,000 bobcats in the state. The department's director, Wayne Rosenthal, was one of the main sponsors of the bobcat hunting legislation when he was a state representative. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.